In the south of Bali, these workers play an important role in the island's fight to keep its rivers clean.
We want to educate people by showing them real action. We are cleaning the river so they can realize how important it is to us.
An estimated 90 tons of plastic enters Bali's rivers every day. Local NGO Sungai Watch is recording the types of waste it finds during its cleanups to find out which companies are responsible.
Really, to fully be transparent as to what we're finding on the rivers so that these multinationals can back away but have to start looking at their own facts.
The plastic problem is also felt on Java, the world's most populous island.
This coastal community in Jakarta has started to resemble a landfill, with mountains of plastic waste that grow bigger every day. In recent years, it has become an unauthorized dumping site, one of many in Indonesia.
Around 5,000 people live in the neighborhood of Kalibaru. They say every day they wake up to the smell of rotting garbage.
There is no landfill for people in this area. People from other districts started to come here to dump their rubbish too. So for 3 years, the garbage has been piling up.
The government says it is committed to tackling Indonesia's plastic waste crisis and has pledged to cut 70% of marine plastic waste by 2025.
Very important that multi-stakeholders' engagement is important to solve the plastic waste issues, including companies as producer of the plastic-based product or packaging.
New waste management companies are starting up to tackle single-use plastics. Bantubumi is one of them. It cleans and processes plastic waste and sells it back to manufacturers.
Indonesia currently in a state of plastic waste emergency. We generate around 6.8 million tons per year, and we from Bantubumi have concern. We want to contribute by significantly absorb those plastic waste.
He says his business and others like it are only small, but they are ready to take on the huge challenge. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.